This is 7AD, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, today we're going to talk about something I reckon most people would be very interested in, your energy-efficient electric home.
Exactly, mate, and you've hit the nail right in the head. Most people are interested in this because we're going to talk about what people actually ask us.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is what people who walk through the showroom at DMS Energy are literally wanting for new and existing homes. Ultimately, the requests fall into three areas. Lower utility bills is number one.
Yeah.
As it would be. Every 90 days, we see a bill from our energy retailers. This time of year when we're heating our homes, they can be a bit scary. But recently, people are also talking about energy costs associated with their, you know, running their future electric cars.
Yep.
You know, because fuel prices are hurting them as well. Number two is energy independence. People like to be in control over their own destiny. And why not? I was literally talking to a client yesterday, and this was his primary concern over and above anything else. He just wanted to be independent of the grid. You know, if the power goes out, he wanted to have power. Basically, he didn't want to have his, whether the fact that his lights were on, dependent on somebody else doing their job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three is the environment. Now, luckily for us, Darren, Tassie, our grid is largely renewable, so we're in a better place than any other state in Australia. But what we do here for ourselves still matters in the global sense of things.
Yeah.
Now, lowering energy bills. Now, that's the number one motivator for the bulk of our clients. And inflation is rising. Once again, power prices are on the march, and I suspect we'll be all in for a rude shock come 1st of July when the tariff costs are announced. Now, the reason why I say this, Darren, is we've been talking to some of our commercial clients who are right now in the middle of contract negotiations, and their eyes are watering with the increases. And this is due to the rise in wholesale energy prices. And this is the, you know, this is across the National Energy Market or the NEM, but they've been in the order of 140% of the wholesale price. That's how much they've risen in the last 12 months. And we haven't seen that because our domestic tariffs are set every 1st of July.
Right.
So we've been living in a bit of a bubble, and the bubble's about to pop. So that's the problem with being part of the National Energy Market. Even though Tasmania is not really part of the problem, we're going to get hit with the rises in the energy. Inflation is on the move across all areas. We've seen a sharp rise in people coming through our doors at 56 Sheffield Road to see what they can do to weather the storm. Things are tightening up again. So what are they asking for? What are we telling them?
Solar.
Yeah. Solar is possibly the number one thing you can do to have an immediate effect on their energy costs. Some Q-cell, Q-peak panels on your roof attached to a SolarEdge energy hub inverter is what they're signing up for in their droves. And it's not just about the power bills anymore either. We're inundated with people asking about, you know, electric vehicles and how they want to charge them. Well, imagine filling your car up from the solar on your roof. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is where the SolarEdge Energy Hub inverter is hitting its stride to meet people's needs. It's what we call a hybrid inverter. So it's battery ready, it's electric vehicle charger ready, it's actually generator ready and emergency backup ready. So clients, you know, want options for the future. It's a good option. Couple that with the South Korean Q-cell, Q-peak panels. They're the best solar panels for that balance of cost, performance, and longevity. And that's just going to capture the solar energy, which is bouncing off your roof anyway, every single day. We have literally met the requirements of all three motivators with this product combination alone. You know, environmental, energy independence, and also lower bills. So you can see why it's really popular. You know, when we're looking at an overarching strategy to meet people's needs, solar is still number one.
Yeah.
Now, the next thing is one of the biggest energy consumers we have in the house, Darren, is
hot water.
Hot water. We all use hot water. Some of us use lots of it. While solar connected to tariff 93 these days, we can divert excess solar energy into our hot water cylinders. But for most families, if we can reduce the energy required to heat our water by 70 to 80%, that works out to have net positive dividends. The iStor heat pump hot water units and the NeoPower solar hot water units are very a common sale at the moment, and they have been for years, such as the demand for, you know, energy efficient hot water devices, because we all like hot showers.
Yeah.
The next is heating, and it's probably relevant at the moment because the temperature's really starting to drop. You know, we're seeing the phone really running red hot. Obviously, we're installing the LG heat pumps, but, you know, this year, this is the year we first time we've ever noticed, we're replacing more old worn out units than installing new ones. Tasmania really fell in love with the efficiency of reverse cycle wall splits over 20 years ago. And these original old girls are dropping off their purchase in droves.
Right.
The new LG units are quieter, more efficient, have more bells and whistles that people demand of their appliances these days than any other heat pump on the market. So it makes sense that they want to replace what was once the latest technology X amount of years ago, that's now carked it, with the latest heat pump technology that's available today. And LG heat pumps, simply warmer, cheaper running and better.
Get good warranty too.
Oh, 10 years compressor warranty, 5 years better than anyone else. So there you go, those three things, electricity costs, hot water costs, heating costs. Look, DMS Energy, we do Actron ducted systems, heating systems, we do LED lights, ventilation systems, heat transfer systems, solar pumps, domestic, commercial, rural, electrical works, plus a myriad of other services. But those three motivators and the products we talk about today are responsible for the bulk of our domestic work. It's what the people of Northwest Coast actually want and what they're asking for. Quite often, though, clients who are building their forever house, they want the lot.
Why not?
Yeah, and we call this the full Monty. Full Monty of energy efficient, energy harvesting products. In the overall scheme of build costs these days, it's the best money you can ever spend as it pays huge dividends over the serviceable life of the product. We've got another question. Well, it wasn't really a question. It was actually a shared article from the Turners in Turners Beach. How's that? But they were quite excited by the University of New South Wales, who have cracked a theoretical conundrum of how to produce solar energy at night.
Okay.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Well.
So every night when the sun goes down, the planet starts shedding heat back into space in the form of infrared, which is part of the light spectrum.
Okay.
We can't see it happening, Darren, but it's happening. So there's a stream of light energy leaving the Earth. So in theory, we could capture it. Mm. Now, don't get too excited, mate. While the UNSW team have physically collected this energy, it's only around 100,000 times less efficient than a solar panel in actual sunlight.
Yeah, right.
But science and physics is pretty cool, and they're using similar technology to what's found in thermal cameras to prove it can be done.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, 24-hour direct power from your solar panels is still a long way off, but it's no longer just in the realms of science fiction. So exciting times indeed.
Awesome. All right. Now, if you want information, if you want to see, touch, feel, smell, have a look, turn on, turn off, all that gear that Adrian was talking about and make your house more efficient, DMS Energy is at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. What's the number, mate?
It is 1300 502 599.
DMSenergy.net.au and on the Facebook if you have a question like the Turners from Turners Beach.
Excellent. Love to hear from you.
Catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.